I want to say first that it is my honor and pleasure to be here with you this morning. It's wonderful to look out and see the faces of longtime friends that I haven't seen for quite a while, that I don't get to see often enough. And it's exciting to see all the faces of UUs I've yet to meet. Hope for the future. So when I'm walking around my neighborhood, I find myself looking at the sidewalk. The terrain isn't all that smooth, and I don't want to take a chance that I will trip over a break in the cement. There are quite a few cracks in the sidewalks that are there because of nature. And then there are the ones that are edging the pavement squares. In other words, they're because of humans. Quite a while ago now, I noticed something interesting that cropped up in quite a few of those spots. In a lot of the cracks, I found that sprigs of grass were peeking through from the ground below. Strange, because there wasn't a lot of space, nor did the immediate surroundings of the cracks seem particularly hospitable. Interesting, because in spite of conditions definitely not conducive to sustainable life, the grass not only is determined to exist, but small though the area of the crack is, it appears to not just thrive, not just exist, but to thrive and to last. It will be there tomorrow and the day after, just as it has been for months before. It seems to me that's a particularly lovely spring message. Life is determined to raise its head, even in the most unlikely and inhospitable places. Certainly, if these small shoots of grass can find a way to exist in the midst of such untenable conditions, it is a message of hope for all of us. The metaphor of the grass pushing through the tiniest spaces that Harold Bach is a great one for us as a small but determined group of Unitarian Universalists. Like the grass and the cracks in the sidewalk, we exist and grow because we are determined to do so. And like the grass, we find our strength from the ground up. The power that allows the grass to grow and survive, not just in lush lawns, but in the midst of concrete, is also ours. We Unitarian Universalists are not a huge force like some of our neighboring faith groups. We don't boast tens of thousands or more in our individual congregations. In fact, we don't boast huge numbers in the sum total of all our members. And sometimes I feel a bit lost when I think about the other groups around me that can call up a multitude of followers in any one area. But then I remember an experience I had when I was just starting seminary. The opening ceremony of the Parliament of the World's Religions in 1993 was a global pageant. Clerics and leaders from the world over processed into the large hall looking very grand in their religious garb. Each faith group offered a blessing to the assembled crowd. And just for the record, there were 7,000 gathered from all over the world. When it came time for the Unitarian Universalist blessing, the Reverend Tony Larson from Wisconsin came to the front of the stage. He explained that we UUs have a particular song that is dear to our hearts. He invited those of us who knew it to sing along. As he started singing Spirit of Life, he was a solo voice. But then, very slowly, from pockets throughout the hall, we could hear voices joining in. As I'm sure you can imagine, there weren't thousands of us, not even hundreds of us, but we were there, spread through the assembled attendees. I knew in that moment that I would always be able to find others who shared my beliefs. And together, we can raise a voice that will compel others to listen. We blended our voices together that day in a beautiful blessing. You know, that's how it's always been for us, for the Unitarians, the Universalists, and the Unitarian Universalists. We lead from the bottom up. We find our power in each other's voices, not in a hierarchical, organized system. Like the stubborn pieces of grass that poke their heads up through the cracks in the cement, we have survived and been around for millennia. Of course, there is a reciprocal side as well. We know that, like the grass in the sidewalk cracks, that must fight harder if it is to thrive than the beautiful expanse of lawn nearby. We must all work hard for our own continued existence and for our voice to be heard. So we ask that each of us, from the ground up, take responsibility, do our part in building first the community we share and then the world we dream of.